Overall, the candidates and their surrogates are going to areas friendly to their messages. Bill Clinton stopped in Toledo and then in Cleveland. His message was pretty simple. You need to register to vote. You need to get your friends to register to vote. And you need to vote.
I thought it was interesting, something he said about voter registration. He said, if we register 100,000 people between now and the registration deadline, Hillary Clinton will win Ohio. The deadline is October 11th. Early voting starts on the 12th. Of course, Democrats wanted to have Golden Week where there was voting and registration at the same time. That didn't happen. But they're pushing voter registration really hard right now.
Yeah, and Republicans have too. You know, that 100,000 number is kind of a magic number for both sides because they look back at the margins that happened in 2012 and 2008, and they say Ohio can swing on that number of votes. And, of course, Republicans are taking great comfort in the number of Democrats or independents who voted in the primary and therefore became Republicans and saying, you know, well, they're all in our fold. Well, there are questions about why people crossed over and whether that will carry over. The other thing, Bill Clinton, he never, ever mentioned Donald Trump by name, but he took on head on two things. One was Trump's promise to make America great again.
It's like me saying I'd like to be 20 again. Just like I was 50 years ago. And believe me, I would. But I wouldn't vote for anybody who promised to make me 20 again.
And the other thing that he really pressed hard was on his understanding, having come up the way he did, poor in Arkansas, his understanding of people who are attracted to Trump.
I thought that was really interesting because he directed his message specifically at two groups, African-American voters and white working class voters. And he addressed them sort of by name, if you will. And it seemed like he and Democrats broadly are trying to do two different things. One is they're going to need African-American turnout to be high. And the second thing is white working class voters have been embracing Donald Trump. Democrats have been losing their support for a long time. I think Democrats are trying to keep as many people as they can on their side of the line. And sure enough, Bill Clinton is going to be traveling through eastern Ohio, where Donald Trump is very popular.
Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is certainly not ceding any part of eastern Ohio. You've got Mike Pence, who was in Latonia this week.
Right. And Mike Pence, you know, he spent about one half of his speech praising Donald Trump, trying to say that he is a doer and not a talker. And he spent another part of it criticizing Hillary Clinton. And he highlighted a lot of things that you would expect Republican candidates to do in eastern Ohio, at least in this election, that Trump is pledging to renegotiate NAFTA, to get out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Of course, maybe not things you would expect a Republican to say any other year, but this is a little bit different.
And there's a reason that people are so suspicious of trade in that area. That area has been hit hard. The promise of economic resurgence that comes with trade, it's a very unevenly spread economy that comes with the global economy. And overall, studies show that if you're of a certain higher income level, you make out well. If you're not, a very direct parallel can be shown with lost jobs.
And it's interesting to hear Mike Pence saying those things in Latonia because Governor John Kasich was speaking in Cleveland this week at the International Economic Development Council conference. Kasich is a supporter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He mentioned at this speech that he went to the White House with President Obama to support TPP. And then he mentioned the Mahoning Valley, and he said it's false to claim that the steel mills will be coming back to the area. This is something that Donald Trump has hinted at. And Kasich went on to say that we should be focusing on building an economy for the future rather than looking to one in the past.
Give them the skills to get a good job and have a situation with government at the state, the federal, the local level, and foster an environment where we can have new jobs, exciting jobs of the 21st century.
In saying that, he was very much in sync with Bill Clinton's message that the jobs of yesterday are gone. That doesn't mean the country of today can't plan for the jobs that are coming.
It's interesting. You've got Republican nominee Donald Trump. You've got Governor Kasich, who, of course, wanted to be president, saying two very, very different things about the same place, the Mahoning Valley, and more broadly about industry in Ohio and what the history and the future portend.
Thanks a lot, Nick. We'll be picking it up next week.
Sure. Talk to you later, Schulze.